Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the crazy roller coaster that is modern life. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super relevant, social media. Ever feel like you're scrolling through endless feeds, comparing yourself to everyone else, and somehow ending up feeling more disconnected than ever? Yeah, me too. But listen up, because today's episode isn't about demonizing social media. It's about reclaiming your power, finding genuine connection, and using these platforms in a way that actually lifts you up, not drags you down. Think of this as your cheat sheet to navigating the digital world without feeling lost or alone. Ready to level up your social media game? Let's do it. First things first. Recognize that social media is designed to be addictive. It's built with algorithms that keep you hooked, endless notifications, captivating content, and a constant stream of likes and comments. Sounds pretty tempting, right? But ever notice how an hour on your phone can feel like 5 minutes, and then suddenly your entire evening is gone? Boom, you just fell victim to the dopamine loop. But here's the good news. You're not powerless against these algorithms. We need to be mindful of how we interact with social media. Set boundaries, people. Decide what apps actually serve you, and ditch the ones that drain your energy. Schedule specific times for checking in instead of mindlessly scrolling throughout the day. Next up, curate your feed like a masterpiece. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Don't be afraid to unfollow anyone who brings negativity into your life. Remember, your online space is your sanctuary. Think about it like choosing friends. Wouldn't you rather surround yourself with positive, uplifting people? It's the same principle for your social media feed. Now, let's talk about authenticity. Social media often portrays a highlight reel of people's lives, making us feel inadequate and envious. Don't buy into the illusion. Remember that what you see online is often carefully curated and doesn't reflect the full picture. Share your genuine experiences, both the good and the bad. It'll connect you with others on a deeper level. Ever felt like all your friends are having amazing adventures while you're stuck at home? Social media can amplify those feelings of isolation. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on building meaningful connections in real life. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while, plan a fun activity with friends, or simply engage in face-to-face conversations. Real connections are the foundation of happiness and fulfillment. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who constantly feels overwhelmed by social media. She's scrolling through Instagram, bombarded with images of perfect vacations, flawless relationships, and seemingly effortless success. It makes her feel inadequate and anxious. She starts comparing herself to others, questioning her own worth and accomplishments. Sound familiar? But then Sarah decides to take control. She unfollows accounts that trigger negative emotions, she limits her screen time, and she focuses on cultivating genuine connections with friends and family in real life. Slowly but surely, she starts feeling more confident, grounded, and content. She realizes that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to navigate social media without feeling lost or alone. Be mindful of your time, curate your feed intentionally, embrace authenticity, focus on real-life connections, and remember that true happiness comes from within. You got this. Now go out there, own your online presence, and create a digital world that empowers you, not drains you. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are your top tips for navigating social media? drop a comment on our website, or tag us on Instagram. Let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next episode. Keep shining, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.